HQ presents The Family Tree by Syresh Hussain, read by Shaheen Khan. Part 1. Chapter 1. February 1993. He clutched the tiny bundle in his trembling arms, rocking gently back and forth, careful not to make a sound. The street lamps were glowing outside. He could see the dull orange light burning through the misted window. It was 4 a.m. and Amjad wondered if he would get any sleep now. He doubted it. Sleep provided a merciful cover, and it had been blown only a few moments before. The sound had travelled ruthlessly down the hallway, determined to trouble him. He considered turning over on the couch and placing something over his ears. His arm throbbed as he eased it from under his weight, and his fingers twitched longingly as he contemplated reaching out for a cushion. Minutes later, Amjad plodded up the stairs. He dragged his feet step by step, one arm using the banister to pull himself up, the other still throbbing and limp by his side. He paused for a moment, balling up his fist in determination. He needed all the strength he could muster, all the resolve in the world to reach the top of those damn stairs. Five little fingers were now wrapped tightly around his pinky. His daughter's face rested peacefully against him, her tiny chest rising and falling. Amjad had wrapped her up in his wife's shawl and tried not to think of the disgraceful thoughts he had entertained just moments before. The ones where he'd wanted to block out Zara's frantic wails with a beige corduroy cushion. Amjad held Zara close. Even then, amidst all the pain, he could not help but smile as he looked at her. He had managed to soothe his newborn baby, despite desperately needing consolation himself. It was the first of a series of moments. For the next few weeks, Amjad would find himself comparing his two lives. The previous one, in which he could simply call out and his wife Neelam would come rushing into the room to assist. And this new one, where his voice would reverberate against the dark walls and disappear into nothing. They would never stand together over Zara's cot and exchange tired smiles, fingers interlocked as Neelam's head rested on his shoulder. They would never shush each other as they eventually tiptoed back to bed, Neelam telling Amjad off for stepping on a creaking floorboard. Amjad wiped his eyes. It had all changed. The mud under his fingernails proved that. Only yesterday he had thrown the earth into his wife's grave and cried silently at the mosque beside her body. Now it was just Amjad. Amjad rocking back and forth in a darkened room, clinging onto Zara. She would never know her mother. Her little face would never be cupped by Neelam's hands. The tips of their noses would never touch. The injustice of it all crushed him, and Amjad wanted to fight against it. Was there no one he could protest to or demand an explanation from? No complaint form, no senior institution he could persuade to overturn their decision to let his wife live? Amjad thought he saw a pair of eyes peeking through the bedroom door. It creaked open, and 10-year-old Sahil teetered into the room, his long, uncombed hair shrouded by his tiny face, and his big, doleful eyes looked to Amjad desperately. "Come here," Amjad whispered, arm outstretched. Sahil walked closer and leaned into his father. His shaky little hand gently stroked Zara's head. Amjad felt his heart break. "My beautiful little boy," he said as he enveloped his son. They all huddled together for some time. Zara wrapped in the silky smoothness of her mother's shawl and sleeping soundly against her father's chest. Sahil, small and as fragile as a baby deer, struggling to take his first steps in a new world, a world without his mother, and Amjad holding them all together. He must stop feeling sorry for himself, he thought. He was determined to protect his children from anything. Pain would have no place in his household. He would fling it out the door at its first appearance. The dull orange glow shed light on the family's silhouette in the darkened room. A raindrop slid down the window.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?